Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Be a Winner hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. In a moment, you're going to begin to relax and rest deeply. First off, I'm going to make a few comments about that winning attitude. You know what it's like. You're nearly there. You really should win, but somehow you don't. Something let you down. Something stopped you. Somehow the total self-belief just wasn't there. You didn't feel like a winner. In fact, winning didn't feel natural or right somehow. When losing feels more natural than winning, you just know something in your mind needs to change. Winners don't just win, they set the scene for winning. Of course, they may have natural talent and put in hours of super-focused training, but they have something else. We call this the winning attitude. They dress, walk, talk, and think like winners. You can have two seemingly evenly matched people with the same talent, training, and a similar quality of coaching, but one feels like a winner and the other doesn't. So many sports people say they imagine they're going to lose or they feel they just can't win. They always seem to fall at the last hurdle, as if they have a kind of need to trip themselves up when victory is almost within their grasp. To be a winner, you need to feel that whatever you're doing, it is your game, your territory, that others have merely wandered into. Then winning will feel inevitable, natural, and right. Attitude is so important, and massively influences health and success in all areas of life. When you feel like a winner, your mind leads your body and you act like a winner. When you have that winning feeling emanating from you, others pick up on it and this gives you a huge edge. In this session, you'll start to recognize performance-damaging, self-defeating messages such as, "My game's starting to slide," or "I'm having a losing streak now." You'll start to challenge negative feelings and ideas during performance and learn to truly and powerfully visualize being the winner as if the game itself is merely a formality on the way to success. You'll increase your ability to rebound positively and instantly from mistakes or bad breaks and rise above attempted psych-outs and intimidation from others. And you'll be your own ultimate motivator. The old Zen archers of Japan didn't think in terms of hitting or missing their targets. They actually got themselves in a state of mind and body where they felt as if they became one with the target, the arrow and the bow. There was no separation, so no chance of missing. How can something miss itself? A winner is a winner overall. Even if they seem to occasionally lose some contest, great overall winners bounce back in the future, no matter what the setback. You can become the winning moment, and every second is merely a lead up to that winning moment. Focus now and feel that winning moment, and you can feel that winning moment even before you begin to play, like a foretaste of the winning moment to come. When you know you're holding the trump card, it's an amazing feeling. You have a very strong sense of inevitable success, as if you have a happy secret that your opponents don't know about yet. And you are your own trump card. And now, you can let those eyes drift closed as you begin to relax very deeply, taking some time out to benefit from wonderful rest, relaxing further with each breath in and out, the soothing air calming every cell. Noticing as those muscles start to let go and gently stretch out, resting deeply, allowing that wave of relaxation to flow over you like a blanket of calming warmth, anticipating which part of you will relax more deeply first, and noticing just what it is about that part of you that really is so relaxed, allowing that relaxation to spread out, fanning out across your body, allowing you to digest that wonderful calming sensation, leaving behind those less relaxing thoughts of the day, enjoying the refreshing benefits of such deep rest. And you can choose to listen to my words, or even those relaxing spaces in between each word, allowing my voice to drift over and around you, relaxing more deeply with every word, enjoying that wonderful tingling sensation of deep relaxation. And perhaps you can imagine being out on a relaxing bike ride in the country, getting a sense of that movement, those muscles relaxing further with each turn of the pedal, noticing the sound of the tires on the ground, easily flowing forward into deeper rest, feeling the wind on your skin, gently flowing around and over you, blowing that calm through your hair, the fresh air filling those lungs, crisp and refreshing, relaxing more deeply with every breath, tasting the scents on the air, those wonderful clean country scents floating on the breeze. Perhaps feeling the calm of the warm sun on your back, noticing your shadow beside you, moving with you, taking in all the sights as you ride further into relaxation. Perhaps rolling hills dotted with colour, the colours changing with the light, the contours of the land adjusting with each turn. Maybe freewheeling downhill for a bit, enjoying that ease and that easy flowing sensation. Resting those legs, resting that body, noticing how much more deeply you can relax with each movement forward, that easy, natural flow. Rounding a bend and noticing ahead of you a wonderful relaxing place, a special place where you can feel safe and calm, It may be a place you've been to. It may be a place you've seen on television. It may even be an imaginary place. Taking some time to get a sense of that place. And when you've got that, just stepping off that bike and into this special place, noticing just what it is about this place that really is so relaxing. Feeling those calm, confident feelings flood through you, allowing yourself to really enjoy this place. Breathing in that soothing calm. Noticing all the relaxing sounds around you. Perhaps birdsong floating on the air, or the sound of flowing water, or the sea lapping against the shore. Feeling the ground beneath your feet, reassuring and comforting. And the air as it dances around you, calming further as it flows over you, soaking up all the sights in this place, the shapes and contours, the vibrant dashes of colour spreading like a painter's palette, those calming scents in the air, almost tasting the relaxation, knowing that your body naturally knows how to relax this deeply. And with such deep relaxation comes a sense of focus, a sense of flow, the ability to block out outside distractions, an incredible clarity and sense of purpose, a place to cultivate those winning feelings. Now, taking those winning feelings to that time before a match or contest, that pre-match build-up, the anticipation of the contest, feeling the excitement building, getting a sense of those times right now, focusing on the job ahead, noticing how that confidence can build, planning for each contest, anticipating the outcome, how the contest will unfold, rehearsing that in your mind right now, that clarity of vision, relaxed and calm. That's good. Knowing that sometimes a contest may not go quite to plan, but knowing that you can still be a winner overall. Getting a sense of those times now, those feelings where the contest may have gone wrong. Being comfortable with that. Comfortable in the knowledge that you can still be a winner overall. Just as the biggest mountains generally point upwards, but sometimes they dip down before going up again. Just as you can dip down before moving onwards and upwards, relaxing with that knowledge, allowing yourself to feel very comfortable with that, knowing that great winners always bounce back. Getting a sense of that winning moment now. That fantastic moment of success, of achievement. noticing where in the body that winning feeling starts. Focusing on that part of you, noticing how that feels, that focused excitement, relaxed and centered. Then allowing that feeling to spread throughout the body, flowing outwards and through every cell, gently diffusing to all parts. That feeling becoming like a background sense, there all the time. Now watching yourself in a contest, a winning contest. Seeing yourself preparing for that contest. Just watching yourself like watching a TV screen. Noticing what it is about that you that radiates that you're a winner. That tells everybody that you're a winner. Your body language. Those calm, confident breaths. Breathing in that winning feeling. Noticing the focus and determination. That confident walk. Walking like a winner. Talking like a winner. Seeing yourself with a winner written all over you. Taking some time now just to watch the contest unfold and noticing how you win. The inevitability of your win. Just watch the whole contest now in fast-forward time and enjoy the winning attitude that the you there exudes. Excellent. And drifting into that you, that winning you, just drifting into that you just before the contest starts, only you knowing the outcome, knowing you are going to win, getting a sense of that, the confidence you can feel when you know what the result will be, that calm certainty, relaxed and focused, that winning feeling, having already seen the outcome, confident in that knowledge. Enjoying the build-up, a calm anticipation of that win, knowing that you hold the trump card. That's good. Perhaps thinking about other winners, people you know to be winners, real achievers in their chosen field. Then drifting into those winners, merging with them, experiencing them doing what they do so well, getting a sense of how that feels to be that winner. Noticing what it is about them that tells you they're a winner. that confidence in their own ability, that calm focus, relaxed and determined, exuding those winning feelings, flowing through them, like those old Zen archers, becoming as one with the target, the arrow and the bow. Great. Taking those wonderful winning feelings with you for future contests. Getting a sense of those future contests. Those winning contests. Noticing what it is about that you in the future that makes you such a winner. Maybe you get a sensation in your hands of energy before the contest starts. I really don't know, but you're going to have a very distinct feeling of winning certainty. And with each win, that winning feeling building inside you, like an amazingly strong, bubbling physical winning force, flowing through you, growing with each contest, that confidence building, a natural, easy focus, winning all kinds of contests, noticing how winning can just feel totally natural and right. Taking those winning feelings to all areas of life. Being an overall winner. Good. Then enjoying that sense of satisfaction after a win. That wonderful sense of achievement. Knowing you're a winner. Taking some time to rest and relax, comfortable in the knowledge of a job well done, taking some time to really enjoy that. Now, bringing those winning feelings back with you to the here and now, knowing your unconscious mind can access those feelings whenever you need to, getting a sense of the room around you, sounds around you, becoming more aware and coming back to the room and opening those eyes, refreshed and reinvigorated. Excellent. And remember, the more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice. Remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as improve concentration and focus and achieve your potential. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening and the best of luck to you.